episode 305, you know what to do.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
Happy
the
day,
radio.
Ladies. How are you feeling today? Are you ready to get moving and grooving and explode into 2016? You are on your way to massive momentum. Yes, you are, during this 60-day push. Now, if you don't know what's going on and you have just stumbled upon Create Your Now, welcome. It is a blessing to have you in the family. And if you're wondering, what is a 60-day push? You can go and text 60-day push, 60-DAYPUSH, to the number 44222. You got that? 60-day push, all one word, to the number 44222. That way you'll be getting wonderful tools and strategies throughout these next 60 days because we are ready to jump into both feet ahead on day number 10. Now, it doesn't matter whether or not you're doing the 60-day push because everything we talk about can be implemented anytime. Remember, this here is your time to create your now, to rejuvenate, renew, and rediscover who you are, where you're going, what your goals are. Maybe you're in the process of starting a new business. Maybe you're a mom and you know the little ones are growing up and you're like, okay, what's my next step? Well, today, I'm just here to encourage you about one thing. One thing. You know what to do. Yes, you do. I have the privilege of, I've got this wonderful friend, and he has written a book, and it's going to be launched in January, and I am on his launch team, and so I've been enjoying reading it, and I can't give you lots of details about it, but what I can tell you is this. There is so much information out there in the world, and we are totally bombarded with it. If you want to lose weight, do you know how many different programs there are? I probably figure there's got to be hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of pages when you Google weight loss on Google, right? I mean, there has to be. What about, how to set up a website? Whether it's WordPress or Weebly or Wix or, I mean, there's so many of them out there. You Google that and everybody's got something. There's a program. There's somebody teaching something about something. You can find articles. You can find ebooks. You can find freebies. And it goes on and on and on. And what happens is when you're in the middle of your goals and you're trying to do the daily tasks, right? In order to reach your daily goals or your timed goals, when you're working on that to-do list, what happens is sometimes you just kind of get there and you feel like you're a deer in the headlight situation. There is so much coming at you and you're like, what do I do next? Where am I supposed to be going? I don't even know what to do. And I'm here to tell you, you know what to do. You know what to do. You see, I really believe that there's something deep within us called that, you know, the gut feeling. And to me, it's more than just a gut feeling. Seriously, it is. I believe it's God, and I believe he has a pull and a tug on us. But you can call it what you want. You can call it that spirit within you that's like so deep you just don't know. You can call it your butterflies. You can call it your gut. I'm telling you, it's telling you something. And when you are in the middle of working on that next step, going the direction that you need to be headed, and all of a sudden you feel like, oh, I don't know what to do. I have all these opportunities are right here, and I just don't know what door I'm supposed to take. Do I say yes to this one? But this one's going to cost me $1,000. But you know what? I just invested in a program that cost me $1,200 last year. So this program is pretty much similar. So why would I do this? And then over here, but oh man, I've got this book and this book would be awesome. And it's only $14.99. That's not too bad. And it gives me a good background. And it's an area I'm really interested in. Okay, that's not so bad. That fits in my budget a little bit easier. But then over here, man, it's $5,000 to go coach with this person. You know what to do. You know what to do. Now, that may sound like totally too exclamation point, to the nth degree too simple. But it is that simple. We let ourselves get kind of trapped in the, I want that magic pill. I just want it, and I know if I have it, if I get it, it's all going to happen. I know that if I take that magic pill, this 20 pounds that I've been working on for the last, oh, wait, I'm in my fifth year now, then it's just going to melt away just like that, and I'm never going to have to worry again because they've convinced me of it. I mean, I've listened to this. I reviewed it. I've gone over and, oh, this program is for you, and this program is not for you. And you begin talking yourself in circles, which causes confusion, causes you to get stuck. You don't know what to do next. And all those tasks that you wanted to complete for your daily goals and your time goals for that particular day is out the window. You know what to do. The thing is, you're afraid to take a chance on yourself. It's a fear factor that sets in. Oh, what if I make the wrong decision? What if I miss out? This is going to be the only opportunity that this program has ever offered. I have been there, ladies and gents. I've been there recently. I have spent money, very great money, and invested in coaching. I've invested in programs to teach me things. And there's a time and place for everything, but you know what to do. You see, when I did my investments, I knew it was the appropriate time for when I needed to do that. It came. Everything felt right. I was able to make the budget work, et cetera, et cetera. It matched with the kids' schedule and my husband's schedule and the rest of the year that we had planned. A lot of the times, the answer's right in front of us. But a lot of times we get wrapped up in our own, I want that magic pill so I don't have to think. And I know if I just go out, if I do this, or if I get this, or if I read this, it's going to be done. But it's not that easy because there is no magic pill. Anything worth having, you got to work towards. You know that. Some people, my father liked to call it, he would say, oh, you just got to pay your dues, honey. It's all about paying the dues, which means, yeah, I had to go through certain steps in order to get to where I'm going. Success doesn't happen overnight. Your 60-day push, your life goal, your life dream doesn't just happen overnight. As much as I would love for it to. But if it did happen overnight, this would be a boring world. I mean, think about it. And you wouldn't have as much of an amazing story to tell. Remember, it's not the destination. You are on a journey, a very important journey, and you know what to do. So as you look forward to your days to come, and hours come, and as they pass, you just let them float away. But as you're planning and preparing and prepping, and you're looking at your goals and your whether there's your 60-day push goals or not, when you're looking at your goals, the direction that you're headed, and all of a sudden you become kind of stumped, just sit back for a minute and take a deep breath and say, yeah, I know what to do. I need to do the next thing. Most of the time we carry the answer. But we want someone else to give it to us. Why? Because then we can blame somebody else, right, on our failure or our unsuccessfulness. And, oh, well, it wasn't my fault. It was her fault because she told me to do this. Yeah, wouldn't it be nice if I was your scapegoat? And, it's just like, oh, well, Christiane told me to do this, and she doesn't know what she's talking about. So it's all her fault that I'm in this predicament. See, the thing is you know what to do right where you are in your life. It may not be necessarily a very simple, clear-cut answer where it's just like, that's a no-brainer. I can do it with my eyes closed. I'm going to get it done. But what you can do is do what you know to do, and that's do it. A lot of the times when you're looking for motivation, you're looking for inspiration, and you're sitting on the couch, and it's easier to flip through the channels and see the shopping networks and the infomercials and your news channels, and then you got your sports channels, and you're replaying college football, and oh wait, you even got to do the tennis channel. Next thing you know, you're watching cartoons. You're just sitting here wasting time, putting it into somebody else's hands, saying, oh, well, they can do it. It's their fault that I didn't get this. It's their fault. Or if only I would have had this, I would have been successful 2 years earlier. You know what to do. It's whether or not are you willing to do it. A lot of times of what you know what to do is that incorporates sacrifice. Your motivation today is really for you to begin to say, I own this. I own this. It's my choice as to where I'm going with this. Whatever this is. You fill in the blank. What is your this? That kind of sounds funny. What is your this? But you know what I mean, right? Because you know what to do. It's not making a choice that's going to hold you back. But by deciding on which direction to go in whatever situation and making the decision and not putting it off for months upon months or years or making up an excuse that, oh, well, I just won't do it till I can do this, 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 and this. It's just excuses. And if that's the case, maybe you should be asking yourself, is this the goal for me? Because it's all right. You're going to have some of those down times where you're surfing the channels, where you stare at a piece of paper for an hour and nothing gets written. Those times will happen. The thing is, do you come out of that slump? And how fast do you recover from it? It's okay to have a day or so of that once in a while. It's kind of like a weird built-in vacation. Sometimes your body needs the rest. You need to take the cue. Why? Because you know what to do. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.